The construction in Northwest Buffalo is a sign of the city's economic revival. A new business incubator and upscale apartments will bring life to an old industrial area. But in a city where the median rent is about $700 a month, the apartments may be out of reach for many people. One alternative for affordable housing is Buffalo's Housing Authority, but many of its properties are run down.
This should not be substandard housing.
That's University Council member Rashid Wyatt. He says a slowdown in federal funding shouldn't be an excuse for shoddy housing and bad treatment.
We have residents that live there and deserve every right that any other resident deserves for quality, affordable housing. And it seems as though the cuts that the HUD has made that has harmed this facility has been detrimental. And again, we have to pull up our bootstraps and see what we're going to do, because these are people, these are residents, these are citizens of the city of Buffalo.
But federal report cards on the housing agency show grades that high school dropouts would be ashamed to receive. The Kenfield and Langfield projects in Wyatt's district had a grade of 100 combined. Tracy, a woman who wouldn't provide her last name, lives there.
It's okay. I basically stay here because it's cheap, to be honest. And I really can't afford to move right now.
Push Buffalo has long had a strong presence on the west side. This month, it's opening and filling 30 units for seniors on Massachusetts Avenue. It's going to be in the old school 77, which will also include a community center in the old gym and the home of Ujima Theater Company. And there are other projects scattered around the city, but housing advocates say many more are needed.
The private market has to play some role in affordable housing, because we have this crisis of homelessness. We have all of these things going on. And we, affordable housing developers, people in communities, don't have the access to capital and the technical abilities, or the access to the technical abilities, to build the affordable housing at the scale that we really need it.
That's John Washington of PUSH. He says a government policy known as inclusionary zoning would provide many more housing units much faster. The idea is that developers who get public money have to provide some affordable units. That's being studied in City Hall right now, but coming up with a mandatory percentage is a major issue. Developer Rocco Termini says inclusionary zoning won't solve the problem.
Let's say you did 5%. There might be 100 units a year built. That's 5 units a year. It's not a lot of units. It's not going to make any kind of a difference. So we're making an issue out of something that really isn't an issue. There is a lot of affordable housing in Buffalo.
Washington says creating more affordable housing is crucial for everyone in Buffalo. Without it, lots of people will be pushed out of their homes by gentrification and rising housing costs.
Can they get any benefit from this gentrification that's happening? The answer is no. So when people are displaced from Elmwood, they're moving to the west side. When they're displaced from the west side, they're moving to the east side. So I feel like this gentrification conversation, people have been like, oh, that's their problem, right? That's their problem over there. But the reality is it's all of our problems, because it's going to reform how this city looks for quite some time.
This series is part of WBFO's Racial Equity Initiative. You can find more stories at WBFO.org. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.